Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
The maternity department at Hillingdon Hospital provides maternity support for up to 5,000 mothers and babies each year. Whilst most women go into pregnancy expecting healthy babies, sadly some couples lose a baby. And we're thinking about them particularly this baby loss week from the 9th to the 15th of October. I'm Lucy Wills and I have with me today Shirley Clipp, the Trust Major Appeals Manager, and Priya Vara, a mother of three born at Hillingdon Hospital, one of whom was stillborn. They are here to talk about our new maternity bereavement suite at Hillingdon Hospital. The suite was jointly funded by Hillingdon Hospital's charity and the Hospital Trust. The charity's raised over £200,000 to fund the bereavement suite, giving families the valuable space to mourn the loss of a baby. Welcome and thanks for joining me. And Shirley, can you tell us more about the need for a bereavement suite at Hillingdon Hospital?
Yes, I can. It started a couple of years ago when Joe Dunkley, our Labour Ward Manager, came to the charity. I work for Hillingdon Hospital's charity. And she came one day, knocked on the door and said she'd worked at a previous trust where there was a facility, nothing like a suite, nothing like we've got now. But she said there was a room away from the Labour Ward where families could go, couples could go and actually deliver the stillborn baby in the room and care for it away from hearing live babies being born and families celebrating. And she said it was desperately needed here at Hillingdon. And yeah, could we raise the funds to provide that facility? She was so desperate, she said she would be happy to even have a caravan in the car park as long as it was away from the Labour wards.
Oh gosh, yeah.
It provided that privacy. So we started to look into it, and what you think might be a simple thing to provide is quite complicated in the NHS and in the Trust. So there was a lot of planning involved. It took a couple of years to come to fruition. But in speaking to, because we wanted it to be patient led, so we spoke to the mothers and the families mm-hmm. that have been through this experience, because no one knows apart from those that have been through it, what would be needed? What would be needed to make it a bit more comfortable? It's never going to be a better experience, but a mm-hmm. bit less traumatic than it would yeah. be at the moment where you are on a labour ward. So we found out that the main thing was to have a separate exit and entrance and to be away from hearing families with live babies. Mm-hmm. And we by speaking to lots of families, we got the criteria that we needed to then plan and put into action to bring this to fruition.
Yeah, so the bereavement suite gives the family psychological safe space where they can mourn their loss and make special memories with their baby
exactly.
in the time that they've got. How did the charity raise the money to contribute?
We raised 200,000, as you said. 100,000 came from the mums that actually have been through this experience, Priya being one of them. Priya, who raised over 50,000 for the project. Wow. But other mums too came together and raised a total of 100,000. The charity then raised another 100,000 by doing events such as virtual half marathons, scavenger hunts at Christmas and Easter, plant sales, a number of things, anything we could think of to raise the funds that to meet the target.
How long did it take to raise the money?
It took a couple of years, especially as it was hit by COVID and which made it very difficult, but we've just found other ways. And I know Priya found more inventive ways and imaginative ways to raise money. But yeah, we all knuckled down and did what we could because we knew how important it was.
So Priya's done an amazing job of raising over £550,000 for the building of the suite.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your experience, Priya?
Sure. So, back in August of 2017, I gave birth to my son Cheyenne, who was born sleeping. The care that I received at Hillingdon Hospital was just second to none. So although the experience was tragic, it was devastating that we'd lost him, you know, the love and support that we received from the staff was actually pretty incredible. And, you know, I say this really heartfelt because, you know, speaking to loads of other people now, it's not the common story. People do struggle with the standard of care. And it's great to be able to say that Hillingdon Hospital do have that nailed down in terms of the quality of their staff. The only thing that I thought needed improvement was the actual space. You know, as Shirley said, hearing other babies crying when you've been through something like this, being scared to walk out of your room because, you know, you fear of bumping into other mothers who have newborn children. It can give you quite a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. So it's the one thing that I left thinking, if they had a space like that, it would be pretty great. And I still remember the day that I walked into Shirley and David's office and I'd arranged to have a meeting with them. And they said, oh, it's on the books already. You know, we've got this project that we're looking to kick off. And I said, what can I do to help? And then my husband and I thought about it. And I said, you know, we had done lots of charity work in other areas of the world. So we sponsored a school in India under Cheyenne's name. You know, we've done quite a few things abroad. I said, there's something that I really want to do here, and that's help the hospital. You know, they did so much for us, even my birth after Cheyenne. You know, the care again and support that I received just to get me through that pregnancy was great. So I said, I'd like to give something back. So we spoke to Shirley and David and I said, you know, how much do you think it would cost? And we were looking at 200,000. And I said, oh, I think we can do 50. My husband looked at me and he was like, are you mad? But I said, no, I think it's doable, only because I knew so many people who cared passionately about this. Yeah. And for them, when you give money to charities, when you can actually see something that's being done with the money, I think that really does make such a difference. Mm-hmm. So we kicked off on Cheyenne's birthday, actually. We kicked off a whole project and we said, right, this is the goal. And we want our family and friends are always saying to us, what can we do for you? What can we do for you? Let us know what we can do. And I said, look, instead of just giving me money, go and do mm-hmm. fundraise for us. Do whatever you want. Just go and fundraise some, go and raise some money.
So how did you, I mean, you've raised an amazing amount of money to contribute to the project. How did you raise so much?
So people were jumping out of planes. They all sorts. Someone did a triathlon. My husband dressed up as Mr. T for a week. Like, we had everything. But then what I did start to realize is we did a couple of events. So I had a few of my friends help with doing a Diwali event for children, doing a Christmas event, and that's where the money was really being raised more. So we thought, right, that's the way to go. And then we actually had a whole calendar of events planned. The only problem is COVID then kicked in. Nice. So our plans just got completely stopped because we couldn't do anything face to face for such a long period of time. And actually, we were in a bit of a funk after that because I was like, oh, how are we going to do this now? It's going to be impossible. Mm-hmm. So we just started thinking of other ways. So like we did the Diwali event, we instead gave out these boxes of arts and crafts to send to children so that they could still enjoy the festival at home.
We carried on through COVID.
Yeah, I just didn't want it to stop because I thought we had so much momentum. And, you know, mm-hmm. literally in August, by December, we were halfway there. We'd got to like 25,000, I think. So I thought we can't just stop now because then it's going to take us ages to get that momentum back. So we carried on and I started even selling things. So I started making things at home and selling them. I did like an advent calendar for Christmas and all sorts of things. And then virtual events kicked off. So I had a few friends who had committed to doing like concerts and things for us. And instead of doing them face to face, they did them virtually. And actually, people just started donating money and we got there. We managed to get there.
Wow. Oh, yeah. What an amazing story. Can you tell us what the sweet will mean, do you think, for other mothers going through what you went through, having a different environment?
Yeah, do you know, I think the difference with this suite is, you know, we went to see a few other hospitals and their suites. And I think the difference with this, as Shirley said, is it's patient led. And the beauty of Hillingdon Hospital's charity is that they listened and they, you know, I think every single thing I had said to Shirley, she went ahead and went and investigated to see if we could do it. You know, they really took into account all the little things that we had said about making the space, you know. Don't make it clinical, make it soft, use colours, use art on the wall, make it so that people don't have to walk through corridors to get to where they need to. They just thought about everything. And I think that at a time, you know, I still have moments where I think about being wheeled through those corridors to other areas to have checks done, and I just felt so awful, and that still is carried with me. And if we can remove anxiety like that from our mothers who go through this, I think it will really help them in terms of their mental well-being afterwards.
Yeah, for sure. Shirley, can you tell us about the suite now and how many mothers do you think will use this suite?
We have on average about 62 baby loss cases a year.
Right.
So, I mean, and that doesn't necessarily mean one a week or a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of weeks where we don't have anything and then you might have two in a week or so. It's unpredictable, but it is constant and it does happen. It's rare, yeah. but it happens. And
unavoidable.
What we try and do is to give those mothers and partners and families just a chance to, as Priya said, make memories. So I don't think maybe your listeners won't realise, but what we do is we have a cold cot in the room so the baby can stay refrigerated in the cold cot next to the bed of the family and be cared for up to a week if they want to stay there that long.
Yeah.
In the suite, we have a lounge, a kitchenette where they can make meals themselves. And importantly, as listening to the mothers, they wanted outdoor space. So there's a lovely little cottage garden that they can sit out in the pleasant weather and get some fresh air, not just stuck within four walls.
Yeah, like you say, listening to the patients and making it what they wanted. You also, as a charity, continue to raise money for bereavement. Can you tell us about that?
Well, what we did was we, again, after listening to Priya and the other mums on the ward, that counselling is very important. Environment's one thing, but it doesn't end when they just walk out of that environment and go home. So we did grant applications, we've done fundraising, and we've managed to procure 2 years' worth of Petals specialist bereavement counselling for baby loss. So couples will get 6 weeks counselling and then a further 6 weeks when they fall pregnant again, which is going to be quite traumatic. So that is, the whole package is important, not just one aspect of it.
Yeah. And that of it in particular, you know, again, the number of mums that I've spoken to who have had to wait, you know, 8 to 9 months after loss before they had any specific counselling. Again, I was really lucky. I got access to it straight away. And I think it's important that, you know, mums can walk out of the hospital knowing they've got that support.
So if somebody wants to continue to donate and donate particularly to bereavement counselling, how would they go about doing that?
If they could go onto the Hillingdon Hospital's website, they can donate there and it would be very much appreciated because the need is going to continue.
So the Hillingdon Hospital's charity, the charity website,
yes.
hillingdonhospitalscharity.org. Thank you so much for joining me and talking about this subject. I mean, the care at Hillingdon provides great midwifery care. We know that because mothers come back and back, but it's so important to have this maternity bereavement suite to support mothers in a time of loss. If anyone wants to find out more about the project or donate, as we said, go to Hillingdon Hospital's charity website or find out more about our maternity department from the Trust website at thh.nhs.uk.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.